far and extreme UV radiation feedback in molecular clouds and its influence on the mass and size of star clusters, by Hajime Fukushima et al. We study the formation of star clusters in molecular clouds by performing three-dimensional radiation hydrodynamic simulations with far ultraviolet, FUV, 6 eV HNU 13.6 eV, and extreme ultraviolet, EUV, HNU 13.6 eV, radiative feedback. We find that the FUV feedback significantly suppresses the star formation in diffuse clouds with the initial surface densities of sigma CL is less than or equal to 50 mSun PC2. In the cases of clouds with sigma CL approximately 100 to 200 mSun PC2, the EUV feedback plays a main role and decrease the star formation efficiencies less than 0.3. We show that thermal pressure from PDRs or HII regions disrupts the clouds and makes the size of the star clusters larger. Consequently, the clouds with the mass MCL is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 mSun and the surface density sigma CL is less than or equal to 200 mSun PC2 remain the star clusters with the stellar densities of approximately 100 mSun PC3 that nicely match the observed open clusters in the Milky Way. If the molecular clouds are massive, MCL is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 mSun, and compact, sigma is greater than or equal to 400 mSun PC2, the radiative feedback is not effective and they form massive dense cluster with the stellar densities of approximately 10 to the power of 4 mSun PC3 like observed globular clusters or young massive star clusters. Thus, we suggest that the radiative feedback and the initial conditions of molecular clouds are key factors inducing the variety of the observed star clusters. This was far and extreme UV radiation feedback in molecular clouds and its influence on the mass and size of star clusters, by Hajime Fukushima et al.